The Self-Esteem Workbook by Glenn R. Scaraldi. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Self-Esteem Workbook by Glenn R. Scaraldi is a comprehensive guide to understanding and improving self-esteem. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of self-esteem, exploring its definition, components, and importance in our lives. It then delves into the causes of low self-esteem, including childhood experiences, negative thinking patterns, and social influences. The author provides practical strategies for overcoming these issues and building healthy self-esteem. The workbook includes exercises designed to help readers identify their own strengths and weaknesses as well as those of others. It also offers advice on how to set realistic goals that will lead to greater success in life. Additionally, it covers topics such as assertiveness training, communication skills, stress management, anger management, problem-solving techniques, decision-making skills, time management strategies, goal-setting techniques, relaxation methods, positive affirmations/self-talk practices. Throughout the book, there are numerous case studies which illustrate how people have used the concepts discussed in order to improve their own sense of worthiness and confidence. In addition, there are helpful worksheets which can be filled out by readers so they can track their progress over time. Finally, the book concludes with a section on maintaining high levels of self-esteem once it has been achieved. Overall, this workbook is an invaluable resource for anyone looking for guidance on developing healthier levels of self-esteem or simply wanting more insight into what makes up one's sense of worthiness and confidence. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the nature of self-esteem. Self-esteem is an important factor in our overall well-being and is composed of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It is important to understand the nature of self-esteem in order to develop and maintain it. Main idea number 2. Identify self-esteem issues. It is important to identify any self-esteem issues that may be present in order to address them and work towards improving self-esteem. Main idea number 3. Develop self-awareness. Developing self-awareness is an important step in improving self-esteem. It involves understanding our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors and how they affect our self-esteem. Main idea number 4. Develop self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is an important part of self-esteem and involves accepting ourselves for who we are and recognizing our strengths and weaknesses. Main idea number 5. Develop self-compassion. Self-compassion is an important part of self-esteem and involves being kind and understanding towards ourselves. Main idea number 6. Develop self-confidence. Self-confidence is an important part of self-esteem and involves believing in ourselves and our abilities. Main idea number 7. Develop self-respect. Self-respect is an important part of self-esteem and involves treating ourselves with respect and dignity. Main idea number 8. Develop self-love. Self-love is an important part of self-esteem and involves loving and caring for ourselves. Main idea number 9. Develop positive self-talk. Positive self-talk is an important part of self-esteem and involves talking to ourselves in a positive and encouraging way. Main idea number 10. Develop positive self-image. Developing a positive self-image is an important part of self-esteem and involves seeing ourselves in a positive light. Main idea number 11. Develop healthy habits. Developing healthy habits is an important part of self-esteem and involves engaging in activities that are beneficial to our physical and mental health. Main idea number 12. Develop healthy relationships. Developing healthy relationships is an important part of self-esteem and involves connecting with others in a positive and supportive way. Main idea number 13. Develop healthy coping skills. Developing healthy coping skills is an important part of self-esteem and involves using positive strategies to manage stress and difficult emotions. Main idea number 14. Develop healthy boundaries. Developing healthy boundaries is an important part of self-esteem and involves setting limits and protecting ourselves from harm. Main idea number 15. Develop healthy goals. Developing healthy goals is an important part of self-esteem and involves setting realistic and achievable goals. Main idea number 16. Develop healthy self-care. Developing healthy self-care is an important part of self-esteem and involves taking care of our physical, mental, and emotional needs. Main idea number 17. Develop healthy self-expression. Developing healthy self-expression is an important part of self-esteem and involves expressing ourselves in a positive and authentic way. Main idea number 18. Develop healthy self-advocacy. Developing healthy self-advocacy is an important part of self-esteem and involves speaking up for ourselves and advocating for our needs. Main idea number 19. Develop healthy self-protection. Developing healthy self-protection is an important part of self-esteem and involves protecting ourselves from harm and unhealthy situations. Main idea number 20. Develop healthy self-reliance. Developing healthy self-reliance is an important part of self-esteem and involves relying on ourselves and our own abilities. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Self-esteem is a complex concept that involves our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It is the way we view ourselves and how we feel about our abilities, worthiness, and value as individuals. Self-esteem can be affected by many factors such as family dynamics, relationships with peers or significant others, work environment or school performance. It is important to understand the nature of self-esteem in order to develop it and maintain it over time. We must learn to recognize when our self-esteem needs attention so that we can take steps to improve it. This may involve challenging negative beliefs about ourselves or engaging in activities that make us feel good about who we are. We also need to practice self-care on a regular basis in order to nurture our sense of self-worth. This could include taking time for yourself each day for relaxation or pursuing hobbies you enjoy doing alone or with friends. Additionally, setting realistic goals for yourself and celebrating your successes will help boost your confidence. Main idea number 2. Self-esteem is an important part of our overall mental health and well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and behave in all aspects of life. When self-esteem is low, it can lead to feelings of worthlessness or inadequacy that can have a negative impact on our lives. Therefore, it is essential to identify any self-esteem issues that may be present in order to address them and work towards improving self-esteem. The first step in identifying any potential self-esteem issues is to become aware of your thoughts and feelings about yourself. Pay attention to the language you use when talking about yourself. Do you focus on your strengths or weaknesses? Do you criticize yourself often? Are there certain situations where you feel particularly inadequate or insecure? Once these patterns are identified, they can be addressed through various techniques such as cognitive restructuring, challenging negative thought patterns, or positive affirmations. It's also important to recognize external factors that may contribute to low self-esteem, such as bullying or criticism from others. If this type of behavior has been experienced for a prolonged period of time, it can lead to deep-rooted beliefs about oneself which need addressing with professional help if necessary. Finally, take some time each day for reflection and practice gratitude for the things that make up who you are, your talents, skills, and qualities. This will help build confidence over time by recognizing what makes us unique individuals. Main idea number 3. Developing self-awareness is an essential part of improving our self-esteem. It involves understanding how our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors affect us and the way we view ourselves. Self-awareness helps us to recognize when we are engaging in negative thinking patterns or unhealthy behaviors that can lead to low self-esteem. By becoming aware of these patterns, we can begin to make changes that will help us build a healthier sense of self. Self-awareness also allows us to identify our strengths and weaknesses so that we can focus on developing those areas where we need improvement. We can learn more about ourselves by reflecting on past experiences and exploring new activities or interests. This process helps us gain insight into who we are as individuals and what makes us unique. Finally, developing self-awareness gives us the opportunity to practice mindfulness, the ability to be present in the moment without judgment or criticism, which is key for cultivating healthy relationships with others as well as with ourselves. When we become mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, it becomes easier for us to accept ourselves just as we are. Main idea number 4. Developing self-acceptance is a process of learning to accept ourselves for who we are, including our strengths and weaknesses. It involves recognizing that we have flaws and imperfections, but also understanding that these do not define us as people. Self-acceptance means being able to look at ourselves objectively without judgment or criticism. We can learn to appreciate the unique qualities that make us special and valuable individuals. Self-acceptance requires an honest assessment of our current situation in life, both positive and negative aspects. This includes acknowledging any areas where we may need improvement or growth, while still accepting ourselves unconditionally regardless of how far along we are on our journey towards personal development. It also involves forgiving ourselves for past mistakes or failures so that we can move forward with greater confidence. In order to develop self-acceptance, it is important to practice self-compassion rather than harsh self-criticism when evaluating our own behavior or performance. We should strive to be kinder and more understanding towards ourselves by focusing on what went right instead of dwelling on what went wrong. Additionally, it helps if we take time out each day for some form of relaxation such as yoga or meditation, which can help reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. Main idea number 5. Developing self-compassion is an important part of building a healthy sense of self-esteem. Self-compassion involves being kind and understanding towards ourselves, even when we make mistakes or experience difficult emotions. It means recognizing that everyone makes mistakes and has flaws, including ourselves, and treating ourselves with the same kindness and respect that we would show to a friend. Self-compassion also involves accepting our imperfections without judgment or criticism. We can learn to be gentle with ourselves by acknowledging our feelings without trying to change them or push them away. This helps us develop resilience in the face of adversity because it allows us to accept our experiences as they are instead of judging them harshly. Finally, developing self-compassion requires learning how to forgive yourself for past mistakes and move forward with greater acceptance and understanding. By practicing self-forgiveness, we can let go of guilt and shame associated with past events so that we can focus on creating a better future for ourselves. Main idea number 6. Developing self-confidence is an important part of building a healthy sense of self-esteem. Self-confidence involves believing in ourselves and our abilities, trusting that we can handle whatever life throws at us, and having faith in our own decisions. It also means being comfortable with who we are and accepting our strengths and weaknesses. To develop self-confidence, it's important to focus on the positive aspects of yourself rather than dwelling on your flaws or shortcomings. Make a list of all the things you like about yourself, your talents, skills, accomplishments, and remind yourself of them often. Celebrate your successes no matter how small they may be. This will help build up your confidence over time. It's also helpful to practice positive affirmations each day, such as, "I am capable," or "I have what it takes to succeed." These statements can help boost your confidence when you feel down or overwhelmed by life's challenges. Finally, try challenging yourself by setting goals for yourself and working towards achieving them. This will give you a sense of accomplishment, which can further increase your self-confidence. Main idea number 7. Developing self-respect is an important part of building a healthy sense of self-esteem. Self-respect involves treating ourselves with respect and dignity, recognizing our own worth, and having confidence in our abilities. It means being kind to ourselves, accepting our flaws and mistakes, and understanding that we are worthy of love and acceptance regardless of what others may think or say. Self-respect also involves setting boundaries for how we want to be treated by others. We should not allow anyone to treat us in a way that does not honor who we are as individuals. This includes standing up for ourselves when someone tries to take advantage of us or disrespects us in any way. In order to develop self-respect, it is important to practice positive affirmations about yourself on a regular basis. Remind yourself daily that you are capable, strong, intelligent, beautiful/handsome, or whatever other qualities you possess, no matter what anyone else says or thinks about you. Additionally, make sure your actions reflect the values that you hold dear. This will help build your confidence in yourself. Main idea number 8. Developing self-love is an important part of building a healthy sense of self-esteem. Self-love involves recognizing our own worth and value, accepting ourselves for who we are, and treating ourselves with kindness and respect. It means taking care of our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual needs in order to live a fulfilling life. Self-love also involves setting boundaries that protect us from harm or exploitation by others. We can learn to recognize when someone is trying to take advantage of us or manipulate us into doing something we don't want to do. By standing up for ourselves in these situations, we demonstrate that we have the right to be respected as individuals. Finally, developing self-love requires learning how to forgive ourselves for mistakes or failures. We all make mistakes at times. It's part of being human. But instead of beating ourselves up over them or dwelling on them endlessly, it's important to accept what happened and move forward with compassion towards ourselves. Main idea number 9. Positive self-talk is a powerful tool for improving our self-esteem. It involves talking to ourselves in an encouraging and supportive way, rather than engaging in negative or critical thoughts. Positive self-talk can help us to recognize our strengths and abilities, build confidence, and motivate us to take action towards achieving our goals. When we engage in positive self-talk, it helps us to focus on the good things about ourselves instead of dwelling on the negatives. We can use positive affirmations such as, "I am capable," or "I have what it takes," to remind ourselves that we are strong and capable individuals who can achieve anything we set out to do. Additionally, positive self-talk can help us stay focused on solutions rather than problems by reminding us that there is always something we can do. Developing a habit of positive self-talk requires practice and dedication, but it is worth the effort. When you catch yourself thinking negatively about yourself or your situation, try replacing those thoughts with more empowering ones. With time and practice, you will be able to create a new mindset where you view yourself positively and confidently. Main idea number 10. Developing a positive self-image is an important part of building and maintaining healthy self-esteem. It involves seeing ourselves in a positive light, recognizing our strengths and abilities, and accepting our weaknesses. Achieving this can be difficult because we are often bombarded with messages from society that tell us who we should be or how we should look. To develop a positive self-image, it's important to focus on the things you like about yourself rather than dwelling on your perceived flaws. Start by making a list of all the qualities you possess that make you unique: your talents, skills, interests, values, and remind yourself of them regularly. Celebrate your successes no matter how small they may seem, even if it's something as simple as completing a task or learning something new. Take time for activities that bring joy into your life, such as hobbies or spending time with friends and family. It's also helpful to practice self-compassion when dealing with mistakes or failures instead of beating yourself up over them. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes and try to learn from them so you can do better next time. Finally, surround yourself with people who support and encourage you, those who will lift you up rather than tear you down. Main idea number 11. Developing healthy habits is an essential part of maintaining good self-esteem. Healthy habits can include regular exercise, eating a balanced diet, getting enough sleep, and engaging in activities that bring joy and relaxation. Regular physical activity helps to reduce stress levels and improve overall health. Eating a balanced diet provides the body with the nutrients it needs to function properly. Getting enough sleep helps to restore energy levels and maintain mental clarity throughout the day. In addition to these basic healthy habits, there are other activities that can help promote positive self-esteem, such as setting realistic goals for yourself, taking time out for yourself each day, practicing mindfulness or meditation techniques, engaging in creative pursuits like art or music therapy, volunteering your time for a cause you believe in, or joining support groups. By developing healthy habits, we can create an environment where our minds and bodies are better able to cope with life's challenges. This will lead us towards greater feelings of confidence and satisfaction, which will ultimately result in improved self-esteem. Main idea number 12. Developing healthy relationships is an essential part of having a positive self-image. It involves connecting with others in a way that is supportive and respectful, while also allowing for individual differences. Healthy relationships are based on mutual trust, respect, understanding, and communication. They involve being honest about your feelings and needs without expecting the other person to meet them all the time. When developing healthy relationships, it's important to be mindful of boundaries and expectations. Respect each other's space by not pushing too hard or expecting too much from one another. Be open to compromise when needed, but don't forget to take care of yourself first as well. Additionally, make sure you are both comfortable with how much time you spend together so that neither person feels overwhelmed or taken advantage of. Finally, remember that no relationship is perfect. There will always be disagreements and misunderstandings along the way. The key is learning how to work through these issues in a constructive manner so that both parties can come out feeling respected and heard. Main idea number 13. Healthy coping skills involve learning how to recognize and manage stress, difficult emotions, and challenging situations. This can include developing problem-solving strategies, practicing relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or meditation, engaging in physical activity or hobbies that bring joy and satisfaction, reaching out for social support from friends and family members when needed, setting realistic goals for yourself that are achievable within a reasonable time frame, taking time to practice self-care activities such as getting enough sleep or eating nutritious meals regularly. Additionally, it is important to be mindful of your thoughts and feelings so you can identify any negative patterns of thinking that may be contributing to low self-esteem. Developing healthy coping skills also involves being aware of the triggers that lead to unhealthy behaviors such as substance abuse or other forms of self-harm. It is important to have an understanding of what causes these behaviors so you can work on replacing them with healthier alternatives. For example, if feeling overwhelmed leads you towards drinking alcohol excessively, then it would be beneficial to find alternative ways of managing those feelings, such as talking with a friend about your worries or writing down your thoughts in a journal. Finally, developing healthy coping skills requires patience and dedication. It takes time for new habits to become ingrained into our lives, but by consistently practicing positive strategies, we will eventually see results in terms of improved mental health and overall well-being. Main idea number 14. Developing healthy boundaries is an essential part of self-esteem. It involves setting limits and protecting ourselves from harm, both physical and emotional. Healthy boundaries help us to maintain our sense of autonomy while still allowing us to be connected with others in meaningful ways. When we have healthy boundaries, we are able to say no when something does not feel right or safe for us without feeling guilty or ashamed. Healthy boundaries also involve being aware of our own needs and feelings as well as those of the people around us. We can learn how to recognize when someone else's behavior is crossing a line that makes us uncomfortable, and then take steps to protect ourselves by setting appropriate limits. This may mean saying no firmly but respectfully, walking away from a situation if necessary, or seeking outside help if needed. Learning how to develop healthy boundaries takes practice and patience. It requires understanding our own values and beliefs so that we can make decisions based on what feels right for us rather than trying to please everyone else all the time. With practice, it becomes easier over time until eventually it becomes second nature. Main idea number 15. Developing healthy goals is an important part of self-esteem. It involves setting realistic and achievable goals that are based on your own values, interests, and abilities. When you set a goal for yourself, it should be something that you can realistically accomplish in the near future. This will help to keep you motivated and focused on achieving success. When creating healthy goals, it's important to consider both short-term and long-term objectives. Short-term goals should focus on small steps towards larger accomplishments, while long-term goals should involve more complex tasks or projects that require sustained effort over time. Additionally, make sure to break down large tasks into smaller ones so they don't seem overwhelming. It's also important to remember that not all of your goals need to be related directly to work or school. Some can simply involve activities or hobbies that bring joy into your life, such as reading a book every week or taking up a new hobby like painting or photography. Finally, when setting any type of goal for yourself, make sure it aligns with your personal values so you feel good about what you are doing. Main idea number 16. Developing healthy self-care is an important part of building and maintaining a positive sense of self-esteem. Self-care involves taking care of our physical, mental, and emotional needs in order to feel good about ourselves. This includes getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly, engaging in activities that bring us joy or relaxation, setting boundaries with others when needed, seeking help from professionals when necessary, and practicing mindfulness techniques such as meditation or yoga. It is also important to recognize our own strengths and weaknesses so we can focus on the areas where we need improvement. We should strive for balance between work and leisure time by scheduling regular breaks throughout the day. Additionally, it's essential to take time out for ourselves each day to do something enjoyable like reading a book or going for a walk. Finally, it's important to practice self-compassion by being kinder towards ourselves when things don't go according to plan. Instead of beating ourselves up over mistakes or failures, we should try to learn from them instead. Developing healthy self-care habits will not only improve our overall well-being but also help us build strong foundations for lasting self-esteem. Main idea number 17. Developing healthy self-expression is an important part of building and maintaining a positive sense of self-esteem. It involves expressing ourselves in a way that is true to who we are, without fear or shame. This means being able to express our thoughts, feelings, opinions, and beliefs openly and honestly without worrying about what others may think or say. Healthy self-expression also involves learning how to communicate effectively with others. We can learn how to listen actively and respond thoughtfully when someone else speaks. We can practice speaking up for ourselves in situations where we feel uncomfortable or unheard. And we can learn how to set boundaries so that our needs are respected. Finally, developing healthy self-expression requires us to be mindful of the language we use when talking about ourselves, both internally, in our own minds, as well as externally, with other people. Instead of using negative words like stupid or lazy when describing ourselves, it's important to focus on more positive terms such as capable or determined instead. Main idea number 18. Developing healthy self-advocacy is an essential part of building and maintaining strong self-esteem. Self-advocacy involves speaking up for ourselves, expressing our needs and wants, and standing up for what we believe in. It also means being able to recognize when we need help or support from others, and asking for it without feeling ashamed or embarrassed. Self-advocacy can be difficult at times because it requires us to take risks by putting ourselves out there. We may worry about how people will react if we speak up or ask for something that we want. But the more practice we get with advocating for ourselves, the easier it becomes over time. One way to start developing healthy self-advocacy is by setting small goals that are achievable within a short period of time. For example, you could set a goal of speaking up in one meeting at work this week or asking your boss for feedback on a project you've been working on. As you become more comfortable with these smaller tasks, gradually increase the difficulty level until eventually you feel confident enough to advocate for yourself in any situation. Another important aspect of developing healthy self-advocacy is learning how to say no when necessary. This can be especially challenging if saying no goes against our natural inclination to please other people or make them happy. However, learning how to assertively express our boundaries helps us build stronger relationships with those around us while also protecting our own mental health. Main idea number 19. Developing healthy self-protection is an important part of building and maintaining strong self-esteem. It involves protecting ourselves from harm, unhealthy situations, and negative influences that can damage our sense of worth. This means setting boundaries with people who are not supportive or respectful of us, avoiding activities that could be dangerous to our physical or mental health, and being mindful of how we spend our time. Healthy self-protection also includes taking care of ourselves emotionally by recognizing when we need a break from stressors in life. We should practice good self-care habits such as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly, engaging in enjoyable activities like hobbies, or spending time with friends and family members who make us feel supported. Finally, it's important to remember that developing healthy self-protection does not mean isolating ourselves from the world around us. Instead, it means learning how to recognize potential risks so we can protect ourselves while still living a full life. Main idea number 20. Developing healthy self-reliance is an important part of building and maintaining a positive sense of self-esteem. Self-reliance involves relying on ourselves and our own abilities to meet our needs, rather than depending on others or external sources for validation or approval. It means having the confidence to make decisions based on what we believe is right, even if it goes against popular opinion or trends. Self-reliance also involves taking responsibility for our actions and their consequences. We must be willing to accept that mistakes are part of life, learn from them, and move forward with greater wisdom. This can help us become more resilient in the face of adversity, as well as better able to handle difficult situations without becoming overwhelmed. Finally, developing healthy self-reliance requires being mindful of how we think about ourselves and others. We should strive to cultivate a compassionate attitude towards ourselves by recognizing our strengths while also acknowledging areas where we need improvement. At the same time, it's important not to compare ourselves too harshly with other people. Instead, focus on improving yourself at your own pace. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support, and happy further readings.